You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 104 of the Rewards Canada Podcast. In this episode, we're going to look at the top cashback credit cards in Canada. This was requested by one of our viewers on our YouTube channel, where they asked on our top, our best travel points currencies, if we could do a video on the ranking of the top cashback cards as well. And we thought, since we haven't done a podcast yet on the top cashback cards for 2023, we might as well cover it both as a podcast and a video all in one. Our cashback rankings that we have on the Rewards Canada website actually came out at the beginning of January, at the same time as our travel rewards cards rankings. However, this year, when we did the podcast back in January and the accompanying video, we only focused on the travel cards. So now, here we can cover the top cashback cards in Canada on their own in their very own episode. I want to start off that what makes Rewards Canada's cashback card rankings a little different and more unique than what you'll find on most other websites online is that we don't just consider cashback cards. We also consider travel and other rewards cards that have cashback options, because nowadays there isn't a clear divide between the two. I mean, not for cashback cards, those are clear. They're strictly cash back. However, many travel rewards cards have now crossed that line in the sand, and they offer a cash back option. And depending on which travel card it is, the rate to convert to statement credits or cash back is the same as they have for travel, but on others it can be lower than redeeming those points for travel. However, we know that a lot of travel cards have higher earn rates, so even with a lower redemption rate for cash back, they have become a force in the cashback world because of that strong combination of strong earn rates combined with, you know, somewhat lower redemption earn rates, where they average out to being actually a decent cashback card. So in a nutshell, our cashback card rankings look at all cards that can provide cash back. Our rankings take into account numerous factors, but the heaviest weighting goes to the actual cashback earn rates, the welcome bonus, and of course, any first-year free options. I mean, these are all the most important factors that we have learned Canadians want when they're opting to go for a cash back card instead of a travel card. They're less interested in insurance coverage, travel benefits, and so forth. Really, it comes down to getting the best cash back returns possible. Now that that is all out of the way, let's dive right into the top five cash back cards in Canada. Taking first spot for the second year in a row after losing that spot for roughly 2 years prior to that is the Simply Cash Preferred card from American Express. The card received an update where they added accelerated earn rates for gas and groceries of 4% cash back. For groceries, that 4% is capped at $30,000 in annual spending, but there's no cap on the 4% for gas. These may not be the actual highest rates for those categories, but when Amex did add these accelerated earn rates, they didn't take away the best feature of this card, and that's what really makes the card take the cake and take first spot, is its 2% base earn rate. So all the spending outside of gas and groceries is 2%. Compare this to most cards in the market, and that is a 0.5% to 1% more. So when we calculate annual cash back for our rankings, that 2% makes a huge difference for the everyday spend outside of accelerated categories, since it's upwards of double what many of the cards actually provide in this market. All told, if you take into account the welcome bonus and the earn rates, we calculate this card as providing $530 to $1,630 or more in cashback rewards in the first year alone. And then every year after that, you're looking at $150 to $1,230 per year in cashback. Now, those values are based on a spending breakdown, which is on our top cashback page. So I'll put the link in the description below and on our podcast page so you can see what that breakdown is. You know, there's a certain percentage for groceries, certain percentage for gas, so on and so forth. And then we take that spending breakdown and apply it to $10,000, $30,000, and $50,000 in annual spending to come up with the annual cashback rewards. Now, for every person, it may be somewhat different, but that 2% base earn rate is hard to beat if you have lots of non-accelerated category purchases. The primary drawback that the Simply Cash Preferred card has, outside of being an Amex card, because a lot of people will say, well, Amex isn't accepted everywhere, so that's something you have to take into consideration. But the primary drawback is that you only get your cash back rewarded to you once per year. I've called Amex out on this and Scotiabank on that, for that matter, stating that they need to get with the times and follow all the other cashback cards in the market with easier access to those cashback rewards, either monthly or when you hit a certain balance, you can cash it out. But still, in the end, you can't argue with the amount of cashback you can earn on the Simply Cash Preferred card, even if you only get it once per year. The number two card was actually ranked as the number one cashback card for part of 2020 and 2021. And this is a card where we take the example of a travel rewards card that also makes an excellent cashback card. That card also happens to be the best overall travel card in Canada, and it is the American Express Cobalt card. In fact, for some people, the Cobalt card will actually be a better cashback card option than the Simply Cash because it earns 5 points per dollar on eats and drinks. So that's groceries, dining, food, coffee shops, food delivery, those type of things. And those 5 points per dollar equates to 5% cash back. And a lot of those categories are only 2% on the Simply Cash. And then the Cobalt card also provides the equivalent of 3% back on streaming services, 2% on gas, transit, taxis, rideshare, and travel. Its base earn rate, though, of 1 point per dollar is only equivalent to 1%. That's one of the examples of only half of what the Simply Cash card provides. So if you do have a lot of non-accelerated purchases, say you do a lot of Amazon shopping or drugstores, things like that, the Simply Cash is the better option over the Cobalt card. But in a lot of other cases where you're doing lots of eats and drinks, the Cobalt card is the better card. But with our rankings, it's that base earn rate on the Simply Cash card that puts ahead of the Cobalt card in terms of annual cash back. Because if we use the same spending scenarios, the Cobalt card will earn $240 to $1,280 or more in cash back in the first year. Every year after that, it's $140 to $1,180 or more. I mean, those numbers aren't far off from the Simply Cash card. And where the Cobalt card shines is that you don't have to wait to be rewarded once per year. You can redeem your points for cash back, well, technically a statement credit, anytime your points balance reaches 1,000 points. Those 1,000 points are worth $10. So not only does the Cobalt card have great cashback earn rates, it has very accessible cashback rewards. Now, of course, if you shop at a lot of places where they don't accept Amex, for example, Loblaws grocery stores, or places, you know, in that perhaps you shop at a lot of mom and pop shops that don't take Amex, then the card that is in third place in our rankings could be considered the best cashback card in Canada if you take Amex out of the picture, and that is the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite card. We do consider it the best non-Amex true cashback card in Canada. This card rewards the cardholder with 4% cashback on groceries, gas, and EV charging, 2% back on dining, transit, which includes ride sharing and taxis, as well as 2% back on recurring bills or payments. Then all other purchases earn 1% cashback. CIBC is also really flexible on your cashback rewards. You can request to cash it out at any time your balance reaches $25. Seeing as this is a Visa Infinite card, the people getting this card should easily be reaching that amount on a monthly basis, if not sooner. And when we use our spending scenarios, the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite card will earn $465 to $1,297 or more dollars in the first year of cashback. Every year after that, it runs around $100 to $930 or more. The biggest drawback of the CIBC card is a mid-level cap on the accelerated categories of $20,000 per year for all of those categories combined. With the average Canadian spending at least $1,200 per month on groceries, that $20,000 cap can definitely be eaten up quickly, pardon the pun, if you're also spending in the other accelerated categories. Now, moving on to fourth spot, you have a veteran cashback card in the Canadian market. This was one of the first ones. And one of the first strongest ones for a while. In fact, for a while, once upon a time, it dominated cashback credit card rankings across the internet. And that card is the Scotiabank Momentum Visa Infinite card. However, the competitors have played catch-up and passed this card over the past few years, hence it has fallen down the ranks a bit. Not that the card is bad. No, in fact, it's still really good, but the others have become better. It earns 4% on grocery and recurring bill payments, 2% on gas and daily transit, and that includes like ride shares and that, and then 1% on all other spending. So you can see there's a few less categories that are included there, a few different categories as well. So, I mean, again, if you have tons of recurring bill payments, this might be the better card for you. But again, as I already mentioned earlier in this podcast and video, about calling out Amex and Scotia about the once per year rewards. So I'm sure you can guess when you get your cash back rewards with this card. And you're right, it is only once per year. If we look at our spending scenarios, the Scotiabank Momentum Visa Infinite Card will earn $215 to $1,075 or more in cash back in the first year. Every year after that, it'll earn $95 to $955 or more. This card does have spending caps as well on the accelerated earn rates, but they're more respectable at $25,000 for those in 4% and then another $25,000 for 2%, so $50,000 in total between the two. And rounding out our top five cashback credit cards is the TD Cashback Visa Infinite Card. This is a card that has moved in and out of fifth spot over the years. It's all dependent really on the welcome bonus. And at the time of the recording this, it did have one of the better welcome bonuses in the market for cashback cards. So that's why it is in fifth spot. When it doesn't have that offer, it kind of fluctuates. Sometimes it drops to sixth and then Desjardins Cashback World Elite MasterCard jumps into fifth. But more often than not, the TD card holds onto the spot. The card itself earns 3% in cashback dollars on grocery and gas purchases and also on recurring bill payments. But then all others earn 1%. So you can see it's kind of right in between. Other cards are offering 4% in some of those categories, but only 2% in others. So TD comes right in between that. Now, each of the 3% categories has a $15,000 annual spending cap. So that's not bad because it's for each category, you know, so $15,000 gas, $15,000 grocery, $15,000 recurring bills. So not too bad. Using our spending scenarios, the TD Cashback Visa Infinite Card will earn $416 to $1,136 or more in cash back for your first year. So you can really see the effect of its welcome bonus in those numbers, because after that, every year you're looking at about $60 to $720 or more in cash back. So you can see the numbers drop significantly for year two and beyond. And those are your top five cash back cards in Canada for 2023. But I'm not going to end the podcast and video just yet at this point. I feel I need to touch upon a couple other cards in our market which make up some of the spots between 6 and 10. So first, if you read multiple credit card, finance, and even some other points and miles websites and blogs, you may be wondering about a card that many of them actually rank as the best cashback card in Canada. And you may be asking, why isn't it in Rewards Canada's top 5? Well, the card in question is the BMO World Elite Cashback MasterCard. And don't get me wrong, it's an okay card, but only if you are a low monthly spender. If you spend what a lot of Canadians spend these days on groceries, gas, transit, and so on, the cashback on that card is not that great at all, to be honest with you. Sure, the card is marketed as having the highest grocery earn rate of 5% cashback, but that 5% is capped at only $500 per month. That is such a low amount when the average Canadian is spending $1,200 to $1,600 per month on groceries alone. And since this is a World Elite card, where you have to have $80,000 in individual income or $150,000 household income, chances are you spend much more than the puny caps that are placed on this card of like the $500 on groceries like we mentioned before, $300 on transit, $300 gas, and $500 on recurring bills. You may have seen my loyalty lesson just a few short weeks ago, but prior to this being released, discussing this card and how other cards that earn 4% end up being better than this card's 5% simply because of those caps. I mean, perhaps if you're single or maybe a very frugal couple, you won't hit those caps. But I can only speak from my own experience of a family of four and two cats that we would probably hit those caps within a week, maybe 2 weeks, except for transit. I mean, we're more of a driving family, so we would kill that gas one so quickly where we need to earn on other cards for gas. So when we actually calculate the actual cash back earned over the course of a year on the BMO card based on our spending scenario, this card comes in around 7th or 8th spot. So be aware of those sites that rank this card as the best cash back card in Canada. Chances are they aren't looking at or telling you the big picture and are avoiding mentioning those caps. They're focusing on that 5% cash back and aren't telling you that, you know what, a 4% card with higher caps will earn you more cash back during the course of a year than this card will. So with that out of the way, I want to talk about one more card, and that's the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard. This is another travel rewards card that has a cash back option, and this was the main comparison in that loyalty lesson of 4% cards doing better than 5% cards. This is one of those cars, though, where, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast and video, where the cashback value is less than the travel value, but it's worthy of a look if you spend a lot in the accelerated categories. Those categories are restaurant, grocery, digital media, membership, and household utility purchases. Each of these categories offers 5x points, which works out to 4.16% cash back because you receive $1 statement credit for every 120 points. 4.1% back, that's a high cash back earn rate, higher than a lot of the ones even in our top five rankings. And it can go even higher than that because they award a 10% birthday bonus on your annual spending up to a maximum of 15,000 bonus points per year. So that can push your cashback earn rate as high as 4.58%, if I can say it right. And that's nothing to laugh at. And then the icing on the cake with MBNA is they have extremely high $50,000 annual caps per accelerated category. So that's $50,000 on groceries alone, $50,000 on restaurants alone, and so on. So if these categories are where you put a big amount or even all your spending, this card actually works out to be one of the best cashback cards in Canada. The only reason it doesn't crack our top five is because it does have a little bit of a lower welcome bonus, and then you have to subtract the annual fee from that welcome bonus for value, and its base earn rate is only 1 point per dollar. So any spending at the base earn rate earns less than 1% cash back, and because we base it on our spending scenarios, it keeps the card just shy of the top five. So what can you take away from this? Basically, the best cashback card for you may not actually be a true cashback card. Be sure to look at travel cards and their cashback options. And the best card for you may not be the ones we rank as the best. As we've always said with all our rankings, there's actually no best one best card in the market. You know, when we first launched our first travel credit card rankings, we didn't rank an overall category. We split them up by categories, but about 4 or 5 years in, we decided, let's give it a shot. Let's do an overall category. And then when we do that, we take a broad spectrum of the Canadian market into consideration to make our rankings and use them to present our top picks. But in the end, what we consider the best card, it may not be the best for you. Do your research, educate yourself, look at your spending habits, do some calculations, and use our rankings as a guide to help you picking the right card for you. And that's all she wrote for this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Rewards Canada podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to help spread the word so that we can keep bringing you the best loyalty rewards content in Canada. Share the podcast, hit the like button, leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform. And if you're listening or watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and hit that notification button. Hit the like button as well. Everyone, have yourselves a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TW, KOP.